This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. With 4 days to go until voting in New Hampshire, a new WBUR poll released today finds a tightening race in the Democratic presidential primary. The poll, conducted over 3 nights this week after the Iowa caucuses, has Bernie Sanders leading Hillary Clinton 54% to 39%. On the Republican side, the poll finds Donald Trump still way ahead of the pack. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Donald Trump leads with 29% of likely voters. 49-year-old Republican Brett Markham, a network engineer, writer, and farmer who lives in New Ipswich, decided to support Trump in the past month.
I think it's time for somebody who's outside of the standard campaign contributions to both parties from vested interests, pretty much shield the vested interests that have to be dealt with. And I think that Donald Trump, being somebody who self-funds his campaign, is in a better position to deal with those sorts of issues.
Despite the recent attention Marco Rubio has received, the poll does not detect any evidence of a surge for him. Rubio is tied with Ted Cruz of Texas for second place, with 12% of likely voters choosing each. Steve Cazella of Mass Inc. conducted the poll for WBUR.
We've got Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz sort of battling it out for who's going to be in second and who's going to be in third.
Jeb Bush and John Kasich come in close behind at 9% each. Right behind them are Carly Fiorina with 8%, Chris Christie at 6%, and Ben Carson at 4%. The poll has a margin of error of 4.9%. On the Democratic side, Cazella says there's a tighter margin than other recent polls.
The Democratic side, we have what looks like a possible contest.
Bernie Sanders can thank young people for his lead. Cazella says among the youngest voters, he holds a 28-point lead, while Sanders and Hillary Clinton are nearly tied among voters over 60.
Bernie Sanders' best voters are the youngest voters. It's a bit ironic, really, that he's the oldest candidate in the field on both sides, but really is doing extremely well among young people. So young people are just very drawn to his message and are giving him an enormous margin when it comes to who they say they're going to support.
Sanders is not helped by the fact that independent voters are splitting evenly between the Democratic and Republican primaries. Sanders does better among independents than he does among Democrats. Independent voters like 72-year-old Robert DeGrazia, a retired scientist from Hollis. He decided to support Sanders over Clinton last year.
The first thing that struck me was his stand on universal health care, to pick an issue that I consider important, having spent $3,000 on a premium a couple of months ago for private extension to Medicare.
On the Republican side, Kasich is hurt by this even split of independents because he's popular with them and he could benefit from more of them voting in that primary. He could use 70-year-old Nancy Weeks, a retired finance executive. At a crowded Panera in Bedford where families are having dinner, Weeks says she likes Kasich, but after going to an event to hear Clinton, she's leaning towards her, in part because she's married to former President Bill Clinton.
I would say I'm probably leaning more towards Hillary because of her experience and also the fact that she's going to have Bill on her team. We had a lot of prosperity under the Bill Clinton administration.
Many voters are like Weeks. They're still trying to make up their minds. 5% of likely voters in either primary say they don't know for whom they'll vote or refuse to say. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.